Let's get busy. Goodness me, welcome to the Matt and Jerry Daily Bespoke Podcast for the 24th of the 4th, 24.
24/04/24.
Wrap your laughing gear around that. 24/04/24. How are you, Ritter? All right?
Yeah, good. I'm just trying to think if there's any other dates in the year that are going to ring quite as interestingly as the 24/07. 24 is quite good. 24. Yeah.
If you are joining us for the first time this week, Matt and Jerry are both not here. I've been away all week, so it's just Ritter and I pounding away, just trying to get something up. In the meantime, sure, but of course, those boys are back on Monday. So if you're not hanging around for too long, thanks for even staying this long.
Mm.
And the boys are back on Monday.
Some good feedback on the MH370 pod that we did yesterday.
Aye.
And then I can't remember what we talked about on Monday.
Yeah, what did we talk about on Monday? Oh, we talked about how we ended up working here.
Oh,
and how we kind of got our jobs here. Actually, it's a good time to touch on this.
Uh-huh.
The one thing that when I listened to that back just to make sure we hadn't kind of...
Defamation?
Yeah, it was there's a small defamation issue with that podcast, but I had a listen back and there's one thing that I didn't get across very well enough for me personally. And that was actually mentioning how good Matt and Jerry were to me when I first got here.
No.
And the opportunities they gave me were not something to be swept over like the way that I did, because they were very, very generous around letting me get involved with the show. So, yeah, I just wanted to get that out there now because I felt like I should have included that on Monday, but I forgot to do so.
I mean, I didn't think you called them C-bombs or anything like that.
Well, that's good. I mean, yeah, I mean, sometimes I will call them a C-bomb here and there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
not to their face, obviously, because
I keep that stuff behind their back. Yeah,
stab them in the back.
But I thought it was an important note because, as most jobs require, it takes someone to look after you or a couple of people to look after you a little bit. And those two boys have been the fellas to do so for me. And then also, since you've came along, you've done the same. But, you know, there we go.
Well,
sorted, cleaned up, all fixed now. That's enough wholesome shit from me, eh?
Well, that's enough wholesome shit from you, but I'll jump on and I'll give Matt and Jerry a good little pat on the back as well, because and yourself.
Thanks, mate. I'm always here for a pat on the back.
Yeah, there you go. That's for you, mate.
Thank you. Yeah, that's good. Lovely.
I'll just.
Okay.
There's a knot there.
No. You just.
There's a knot.
You just. Sorry.
Lower.
What was the pat on the back you wanted to give me?
Okay. Basically. Because you know you're reflecting on how Matt and Jerry have treated you, and I've been here 11 months now, and I've said it before on the podcast that those guys and yourself were awesome when my dad passed away, and the reason I bring that up is because since my father passed away in September last year, I've become aware of what a selfish prick that not only I but I think a whole heap of people actually are.
Okay,
when it comes to their parents, and I guess. Being someone that's a little bit older than you, probably what, 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, give or take like another 5 or 10. Yeah,
5 or 10.
You know, yeah. Give years. Or take 5 or 10 on top of that, 5 or 10.
5 or 10.
Yeah.
So you could be my son.
Wait, have you been seeing my mother?
No. But age wise.
Oh, sorry, God. You gave me a fright for a second there. I was thinking.
Age wise, it would make more sense
God,
for you to be
no.
my son than my brother.
Oh my God, that was terrifying, Rita.
But the reason that I bring that up is because. I realised at one point, because I drive around and you pick up your kids. I've got a 7 and a 9 year old, and you pick up your kids from things like basketball training or singing lessons,
nice.
or from after school and things like that. And when you're a kid and you're getting picked up by your parents, you have very little consideration for the fact that they also have their own lives. And they've got things going on within those lives. They're not just like a taxi service for you where in between times where they're not looking after you, it's almost like you think there's some sort of robot that switches off and then just doot, da doot, da doot, da doot, and then an alarm goes off and it's like, oh no, I've got to pick up my child now. And that's all of their focus.
Because if we keep using that example of sports training, for example, you're right. you just know mum or dad or whoever's looking after you, your caregiver, is coming to pick you up at this time.
Yeah.
And that's all you know about it. So when they get there, you know, they're now in your world, so you're just walking on over, you get in the car and you drive home. But the idea of the things that they maybe thought about on the way to getting you, the things that they were going through mentally.
Yeah.
The emotional baggage they have from the day gone.
Yeah.
The amount of work that they've got on, the stresses of life that are just crunching down on them. And all we care about is if they're on time to pick us up from footy training.
And maybe, like, this actually makes me laugh. Maybe your father, for instance, has just had an argument with his wife, i.e. your mum. And instead of, like, unloading that on you, which is what a good parent shouldn't do, shouldn't unload it on the kids, like, they're just driving there and they're just like, ah, it's so unfair. Why can't I go and do this with my mates? And then all of a sudden, they come to pick you up and they just have to be on and ignore that.
Yeah.
And now that I'm a father, it's something that I am becoming more aware of. And that's the kid, the conversation that you have around your kids. And that they do, they might not hear you say things like, oi, it's your turn to do the dishwasher.
Right.
But they'll hear things like, when you whisper to your wife, I can't believe that our friend blah, 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 has been doing that with blah, blah, blah. And they'll be like, what did blah, blah, blah do? And like, yeah, how did you hear that?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, you just, well, as a kid, I think it's probably fair enough. But your parent, the moment, all you know is your parents, I mean, if you're lucky enough, like I was, and like you were, you had good parents. All you know is from the moment you're born is that there's these two humans that are giving you stuff. And that's all they're doing. They're just doing stuff for you to grow up.
Yeah.
And then obviously, and then once you get to the age of 7 and 9, like your kids are that you see it, I suppose, there's less they have to, there's less they do for you. But as time goes on, there's less they do for you. But it's just not all about you, is it?
No. But that's how you feel at the time because you're just, you know, you're growing up and you're just a selfish prick. That's what I said.
It's like that school teacher effect, right? You go to school. I always remember this. Like the idea of a school teacher having a life outside of just teaching me was a really weird idea. Like what you assume happens is they huddle up under the desk there and they sleep there the night and they wait for kids to arrive the next day. Is it? You don't imagine. Like your teachers were going out on the weekends. They were, you know, seeing people. Mm. They were having a good time. Lots of them might not have been, but lots of them were.
Mm.
And you don't ever think about that until you get to about this age, I suppose.
Well, it's funny that you say that because there is a certain example from my school of realizing that there are teachers that have lives outside of being your teacher. And that was because we had a married couple as teachers in our school. We had Mr. Poy.
Yes.
Billy, William, something like that. And Mrs. Poy.
Mm.
And probably the main reason that a lot of the guys in my age group realized that Mrs. Poy and Mr. Poy had their own lives outside of the classroom was because Mrs. Poy was an absolute breath of fresh air. And all of the dudes in my year were just like, oh, Mr. Poy is one lucky SOB. And because of that, we thought, like, we had this idea of the life that they had at home outside of teaching.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, there are other teachers. Oh, there was one teacher that I won't name. There was one teacher that I won't name who had an alcohol issue.
Mm.
And we were made aware of that because he used to walk away from his classroom and go off on 15-minute breaks. And we were then told that he would go to his car, go into the glove box, use his hip flask.
Yeah.
Have a rest, then go back.
Was he a good teacher? Outside of the alcohol issue, obviously there's a slight problem there. But if we would have just be happy as a unit to sweep over that alcohol issue.
I mean, look.
Was he a good teacher on face value?
I'd probably use the word loose, followed by the word fast. Fast and loose.
Fast and loose. Okay, that makes sense. That adds up to me.
But you know what else he was? Again, not naming names, but narrowing down, we had a school musical production, and he played guitar in it.
Oh, so he's a talented man.
Fantastic guitarist.
Yeah.
He was not a music teacher.
There was a teacher that I could talk about teachers all day, because I've got two teachers for parents, and the stories you hear about, I don't know, there's Teachers, first of all, personally, I believe they deserve them, but you know, whatever, each to their own. They get a lot of holidays.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're doing a lot of work through those holidays at times, but they get a lot of time off teaching, which is, you know, I suppose you consider their primary job.
Yeah.
And then they also can knock off at 3 o'clock, if you know what I mean. Like
they can.
It's encouraged not to, and most people don't, but from things that I've heard. So there's quite a lot of room as a teacher to live that fast and loose lifestyle that you suggest. There is a world, and I'm not, again, pointing fingers here at anyone specific, but you hear stories about, and I'm sure people are listening to this right now, I've had teachers that it's well aware that people that arrive in their 98 Ford Falcon.
Yeah.
You know, quarter to nine, the bell would ring at, you know, 10:02, and then they would just stumble into class after the students and then kind of get things underway that way, and then 3 o'clock hits and then off they go.
Well, I know, I'm just double checking to make sure, I'm pretty sure that this is okay to say. New Zealand broadcaster Jay Reeve, he was a teacher, I think, at Tauranga Boys High.
Oh, was he?
And by his own admission, not a good teacher.
Oh, okay.
He was very much in the fast and loose model.
I've only met him a couple of times. Obviously,
Jay's one of these guys
that I would have thought would have been quite a good teacher.
Jay's one of these guys that, by his own admission, not a good teacher. But, he won't admit this, but a great guy. He's one of those guys, actually, that when you first get to know him, you almost question whether or not his niceness is just him putting on an act of being a nice guy, but he actually is a genuinely nice guy. But he also was a person that may have used being a teacher to his advantage, and I'm going to drop that bombshell. We're going to have a quick break, and then I'll let you know how he used that to his advantage after this.
And we're back.
Yeah, so just before the break, talking about New Zealand broadcaster and influencer, Jay Reeve, who used to be a teacher in Tauranga, and I said he took advantage of that position and maybe not as good a teacher as a broadcaster, but I'm pretty sure he's gone on the record to say this, and this is not an off-air conversation. Used to get on the steam in Tauranga as a young man who was a teacher and used to get students to come pick him up. While he was on the steam. Who needs Uber? Who needs taxis when you've got students who can do that?
And wow.
I don't quite know
how to react to that.
I don't know the names of these students that he did that with, but I know that there are several high-profile New Zealand sports stars that came from Tauranga Boys College.
Okay, if you're listening to this podcast right now and you had to pick up Mr. Reeve after a night on the steam.
Mr. Reeve!
Yeah, g'day, it's Mr. Reeve here. Sorry,
yeah.
Trent. It's right, this is Trent Bolt, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Reeve, it Trent. Is. Yeah, okay. Can you come pick me up, please? I'm currently stuck outside. What's one of the good bars down there in Tauranga? I only know the Mount bars.
Yes, there's a student back in his time called Sam. A certain student whose first name was Sam.
And what was their last name? Is it a four-letter last name?
Yeah, four-letter
word. Does it rhyme with Bane?
Yeah, but spelt differently to the Bane that you're thinking.
Yep, well, there you go. That now you know. Ex All Black captain. David Bane went to go and pick up. No, okay. But this is a really problematic conversation. Let's move on. All I wanted to say more about this is I remember one of my very great teachers' early days, Dan George. Great man. Great man. He was quite a young, you know, good-looking teacher.
Oh, yeah.
And then another young, good-looking teacher started of the opposite sex at school, and straight away, you know, the kids were just, we were amongst it. We were like, God, Miss Kirsten and Mr. George. And you'll never guess what? Found out recently they're married.
They've married recently, or?
I don't know how recently. I suppose this was about 20 years ago. No, not 20 years ago, 15 years ago.
You're like 20, aren't you?
So 15 years ago, But he was a good man, Dan George, and Miss Kirsten, so, you know. Bless, bless, bless.
Do you know?
Hope you're doing well, you too.
Do you know if they've gone for a hyphenated name? Do you know if she's Mrs. George?
I don't know. But, I don't know. I don't know. Mate, I don't know.
Is it worth doing a Facebook stalk on them?
No, it's definitely not.
It's not.
Let's
okay.
not do that. We've incriminated ourselves enough today. Just so you know, Jay Reid, if you're listening to this back with a lawyer, I had nothing to do with that.
Can I say, actually, because I feel like I may have incriminated Jay Reid.
Yeah, I think you might have.
Who's a wonderful guy. And the reason that, because you know how I said that he's one of those guys that you aren't sure at first if he's just a really, really, really nice guy unconditionally, or if he's one of those guys that's putting on an act to be a nice guy.
Okay.
The thing that made me know that he's a nice guy, do you know a guy that used to do surfing, I believe, called Brad Smaler?
No.
Gave it away. He used to do surfing. He had a terrible accident. He absolutely caned it into the sand, broke his neck. And he was going to be
the next
big thing.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he got an accident, paralyzed, and he's in a chair. He lives a great life, but obviously he's in a chair and he's got his disabilities. But one time, Jay and Brad Smaler both ended up at the same function for a clothing label, and it was absolutely heaving down with rain when they were both leaving.
Mm.
And Jay got his hands on an umbrella, and he's the one that stood in the rain and just held the umbrella over old mate Brad, who was in his wheelchair.
Oh, that's lovely.
Directing him down the ramp. And he's like, are you sure you're all right, mate? And he's just getting absolutely pelted with water, going, nah, I'm all good. But yeah, so that was the thing that I was like, oh, no, he's not faking it. He's just genuinely nice fella.
Oh, that's good.
Strong hands, good massages.
Yeah, a lot of stories about Jay Reid here. Have you got a bit of a thing? Because, I don't know, I just did not expect to be talking this much about Jay Reid today. Just to confirm, it's not Jason Reeves from the coast.
Yeah, that happens a lot. But so
it's not that guy. It's the guy who now works on an opposition radio station who's had a lot of airtime this week, thanks to us.
Never had a shoulder rub from Jason Reeves.
No, a bit of a different vibe. No disrespect to Jason Reeves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you are familiar with Jason Reeves from Coast Breakfast with Jay, Sam and Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a different massage than the one you're getting from Jay Reeves, isn't it?
As I said, strong hands.
Yeah, and I do something very similar for a living as Jason Reeve from Coast.
Yep.
Pushing buttons doesn't do a world of good for the strength of the hand.
Right.
So something tells me if you were to choose, if someone came up to you, Jason Reeves or Jay Reeves, massage, bit of a rub and tug, then I would stick with Jay Reeves.
Now, can I just say, if we're talking about throwing aspersions out there, I've never got a rub and tug from Jay Reid, ever.
Good luck, mate. You're going to be facing some serious legal issues after this one.
Okay.
All right then. Okay, we'll wrap it up. No podcast tomorrow. It's Anzac Day. Get amongst the dawn service. Get amongst the morning service and enjoy your day off, because we definitely will be. We're back on Friday, though.
Yeah, we'll chuck another pod at you on Friday. And then on Monday, Matt and Jerry are back. Some of you may say, thank goodness.
I think most people would say thank goodness, including myself, to be honest, because we've got ourselves into quite a lot of trouble this week. Just you and I talking in a studio when we've worked with a few. We've just ended up talking about work stories that might come back to bite us at some point.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
there's been a few.
The OE situation.
A lot of questions about OE. You know, it's problematic.
But it has given us something off air to talk about. Like every time a situation comes up that we don't know how to put a full stop on the story. It's like, oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
All right, then. We'll see you on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, brother.
You have been listening to the Daily Bespoke podcast. Right now, you can listen to the Radio Highlights podcast, which you will also love. Anyway, set to download, like, subscribe, write, and review all these things. It really helps myself and Jerry, and to a lesser extent, Mash and Ruda. If you want to discuss anything raised in this pod, check out the Conclave, a Matt and Jerry Facebook discussion group. And while I'm plugging stuff, my book is out on the 28th of May, A Life Less Punishing by Matt Heath, 12 Ways to Love the Life You Got. You can pre-order it now. Just Google. Anyway, you seem busy. I'll let you go. Bless, bless, bless. Give them a taste of kiwi from me.